This week, the news out of Syria has been about explosions and attacks and whether or not a UN peace plan will work. At the same time, there is still a nonviolent movement protesting the regime. NPR's Kelly McEvers has been following events in Syria, and this week she came across photos of a funeral for one protester, a young graffiti artist named Noor.
They called him the spray man, but really he was just an activist like any other activist. He started protesting in Syria last spring. Back then, everybody thought it would only take a few months to get rid of the president, just like in Tunisia and Egypt. Then Syrian forces started killing protesters, detaining them, torturing them, and the people started fighting back. And now, well, the whole thing has gotten pretty complicated. But still, there was Noor and his friends, organizing protests, hiding activists from the dreaded security forces, ferrying medical supplies to those who were injured but terrified to go to a government hospital. Then late last year, Noor got caught. Under torture, one of his friends had given up his name. Noor later forgave the guy. He was locked up for 56 days. As soon as he got out, he was at it again. He and his friends went around spraying the suburbs of Syria's capital, Damascus, with slogans against the Syrian president. Down with the traitor. To the trash heap of history. Pictures of the president with the word pig scrawled underneath. A few weeks ago, Noor and his friends declared Freedom Graffiti Week. The Facebook page calls their work a mix of civil disobedience and peaceful expression. It all sounds so harmless, but in Syria, it can get you killed. This past Sunday, Noor was going from neighborhood to neighborhood with his spray paint, jumping from car to car. He sped through a checkpoint for fear of being discovered. He was shot in the leg by security forces. All we know is that he bled to death. He was later filmed on a dark stairwell, his body stiff, his eyes still open. They called him a martyr. The body was washed and shrouded in white and covered with flowers. They came by the hundreds to the funeral. They carried palm fronds and danced around the ones who held his body aloft. Most of them were just dudes, young ones, in skinny jeans and baseball hats. They sang prayers for Noor and his family. Mother of the martyr, they said, we are your children now. Just beyond the crowd, you see a handful of thugs with really big guns. They're not wearing uniforms, but they work for the government. They look just like the dudes at the funeral. Their message is clear. Don't take this any further. Don't take this out of the neighborhood. Then, like so many of these videos that we get out of Syria, the footage of Noor's funeral just stops. The next day, there's another one. Another funeral. Another boy covered in flowers. Another video. We sit in the office and watch. And then we go on to the next thing. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Lava Sillo contributed to that report.
This is NPR News.